Let's move on to a couple of my risers and a couple guys that I've been really impressed with, and I did not expect to be this impressed with this quickly in Rob Dillingham and Reed Sheppard. They're kind of the darlings of college basketball right now, both coming off the bench for Kentucky. Their numbers have been absurd. I didn't have either in my top 60.
I didn't either.
We talked about Reed Sheppard after last year's McDonald's All-American game. We both mentioned that we really liked him. He was fun, but we never, I'm not going to speak for you. I didn't think he was any chance of having one and done potential. Thought he would just be this awesome 4-year college guard. He's making that idea look really foolish right now. And then Dillingham has completely transformed his game from where he was at this time last year. Where are you at with both of them?
They're unbelievable. That Kentucky game against Miami was just remarkable to see the ball movement. They're really starting to, look like a team that's played together for 3 years, and they're all these freshmen, and it's just Kentucky's on the rise in a hurry. It's going to be funny because I feel like there's going to be people out there being like, they need to start Reed, they need to start Rob. And it's like, I would not touch what you're doing. This is perfect. Like, you have, they're playing fantastic together. It's really cool to see them on the court. Like, they have some chemistry. Against Miami, they both had a couple of sequences where it was like shot fakes to dribble in to get defense to collapse to kick out to the other. And then Reed had a gorgeous like cross court pass that Dillingham read great and jumped to go attack the ball, and then he had an easy lane. It's just fun stuff. But I was with you with Reed. We watched the McDonald's All-American game, and I was like, this white kid can play, Reed. Like, and then you hear the background about his parents both being at Kentucky. By the way, his mom looks like she could still give buckets. Like, very, very a hooper. I could tell in the crowd when they keep showing her. I'm like, yeah, she looks like she would be a nightmare to have to defend. But Reed has been unreal. I was with you. I thought this was a guy that was going to flash during his freshman year. Thought maybe sophomore year he was going to take that leap and be like, are you in or out for that draft? And then maybe go back for one final, like, okay, this is my year. Now it's like, dude, I didn't have him in my top 60. I'm at 25 right now. I'm buying everything. It's not I don't care. He just about his height and his stuff and like, what are you projecting him? Because he's around 6'2", 6'3". So he's going to have to be a point guard. He makes so many damn winning plays on the court. It's ridiculous. So I think Reed's legit. I think that one and done stock is going to be there. I know you'll probably talk about his efficiency. It's going to go down, spoiler alert, because it's going to be higher right
Imagine
now.
Imagine if it didn't, though. Oh my
God. He shot 60-plus from three all year. He'd probably be going number top five at least. And then I just will touch quickly on Dillingham. It's unbelievably impressive what he's done to buy in, and what Calipari and that entire Kentucky staff has done with Rob Dillingham, because he was – at OTE, he was an electric scorer, but it was like Rucker Park status.
Yeah.
And I was like, if they could get him to buying into, I always say that like almost being a little watered down. And it's not like I mean that in a bad way, but harnessing that energy that he has to see the game a different way. And now his playmaking has been sensational. I think he just had 9 assists with no turnovers against Miami. They're both look fantastic. They're both skyrocketing and up boards, and it's awesome.
All right. I'm just going to run through a whole bunch of numbers here.
I love this.
I'm going to start with Reed Sheppard. Just, you know, forewarning, all of these are absolutely absurd right now for both these guys. Okay. So we're going to start with synergy. Reed Sheppard currently scoring 1.483 points per possession overall. That ranks in the 100th percentile. When you factor in his assists, Reed Sheppard is generating 1.735 points per possession, which ranks in the 100th percentile. Let's go to play types. Spot up shooting. just give me a number. What do you think his points per possession on spot up possessions are?
1.3.
Oh, that's so disrespectful. 2.0. 2.0, which ranks in the 100th percentile. Transition, 1.33, 82nd percentile. Pick and roll ball handler, 1.7, 100th percentile. These are bonkers numbers. Let's go into more of the kind of per game stuff. So,
oh, before you go,
yeah,
when we have to, I have to remind everyone every year with college basketball with synergy numbers. If you don't know, like 60% is percentile is really good. Like that, yeah. It's a NBA 60. You're like, eh, but with college, it's like almost a grading curve. So, like when you're in 60, 70, it's really solid. 80 is really impressive. 100 is like, what the
fuck? Yeah, I think the 50s is classified as like above average or good, yeah, in college.
It's just ridiculous. So sorry, it's just important to point that out for people that aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, so just continuing on, his current offense or Kentucky's offensive rating with him on the floor, 150.1. His effective field goal rate, 85.9. True shooting percentage, 87.2. Assist rate, 21.3. Block rate, 4.6. Steal rate, 6.9. Shooting 68.8% on twos, 63.3% on threes. It is obscene what he is doing right now. And yes, all of the efficiency is going to go down, but the process that he's getting to these results is very replicable. It is very consistent. You can tell that his IQ is through the roof, and I'm not just doing the white basketball player thing, like, oh, hot, gritty player, high IQ type guy. Promise I'm not doing that. When you watch him play, it's just consistently the right decision every single possession. So there will be a cold slump with the shot where it isn't falling, and you know that those percentages are going to drop by 20, maybe more percent. But the process into which he's getting to everything on both ends of the floor is very real, very replicable, and is looking like a dude who is either going to make tens of millions of dollars in NIL money next year or be a top 20 pick.
Yeah, I think he's a top. I think he's going to be a top 20 pick. Like, it's not fluky. Like, we're putting up all these, we're talking about all these numbers offensively that are so impressive, and then you forget, like, when you're running through everything, that you're like, oh, he's averaging 3 steals a game. Like, coming off the bench, I think in low 20 minute per game, like, it's unreal how impressive he's been. And it's, I really don't think it's fluky. I think it's just a really good high feel basketball player that's just getting after it. And at some point with evaluators, fans, you're just obsessed with, you know, the draft. At some point, if I'm watching on tape and this guy's always making great plays, I don't give a crap about, like, oh, he's 6'2". What's his NBA role? Some team's going to be like, he's going to be able to play in the rotation because he just impacts winning so much. And he's making good shots. He's taking it when it's there. He's not forcing it. It's just smart player. A joy to play with. So I think Reed's just kicking ass. It's awesome to see.
Do you have any comps for him that aren't TJ McConnell?
You know, I actually have a one that, like, the problem is like a lot of guys that he reminds me of are clearly bigger. So it's tough because a lot of those guys too are like, well, they've got better measurables. So that's where it's going to get challenging. Actually had someone DM me from Kentucky that was kind of like a Kentucky writer. He was just like, hey, what do you think? And I was like, Reed's fucking good. Like, yeah, this is legit. And they're like, do you think he's a one and done? I was like, right now, hell yeah. Like, yeah. But I was like, we got a long way to go, but hell yeah. And they asked me for pro comps, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, I don't like to do the white on white, but Alex Caruso, but Caruso's big and bouncy. Yeah. So that one, you kind of got to throw out the door. McConnell was one of those, like, I like it, but everyone's going to laugh at that. And then
how do we feel about Tyus Jones
in that ballpark? The one that I liked, that he's just not the same physical profile, but they play the same way, is Derek White. But White's 6'4 with good wingspan. So it's tough because, like, yeah, those are all the guys that I'm like, that's who he reminds me of. But then you're like, that's two different areas because White's got the length to be a combo guard, and Shepard's a little bit more like 6'2". And I haven't seen accurate wingspan. I always wait for, combine for that stuff, but I think it's short. So, but he's stocky. That's what everyone else also remember. He's built so. I don't know. You got any other names pop in your head? Tyus Jones is probably a good one.
And it's kind of like Tyus Jones on offense, Trey Jones on defense type of thing. I don't know. I don't have a great one because, like you said, the size. I buy the defense 1,000%. His hands are lightning quick and incredibly accurate. But when we look at kind of point guards, it's like, okay, is he Mike Conley on offense? Maybe. Like a little Mike Conley on offense, Trey Jones on defense. I think Trey Jones is the one I kind of keep going back to with his defensive stuff. Just because of, I think the size is a little closer. But I think he's way better on offense right now than Trey is. So it's really tough, but he is killing it.
Feels like there's an old school point guard that's going to pop into my head one day. And I'm not saying the Andre Miller, cause Miller was great in the post up game or something, or Chauncey Billups, no, but something like that, where I'm going to be it's going to pop up and I'm going to be okay. Yeah. That one makes some, I don't know. He just can play. He's just fun and he's really good. So, it's going to be exciting, but, And I have to reiterate, Dillingham's just been unbelievable. So I'm pumped to watch the rest of them.
Are you ready for Dillingham's numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. All possessions, 1.161 points per possession, 90th percentile. When we factor in his assists, 1.594, 99th percentile. Play types, transition, 1.133, 60th percentile, which again, Synergy classifies as good. Spot up, 1.407, 93rd percentile. Pick and roll ball handler for scoring, 1.667, 100th percentile. When we factor in his passes into the pick and roll, 1.521, 99th percentile. Going into the more per game stuff, Kentucky's offensive rating with him, 133.3. He has a usage of 28.8, which makes the efficiency here even that much more absurd. Where comparatively, Reed Shepard's usage is 16.1. Rob Dillingham's is 28.8 with an effective field goal rate of 23.2, true shooting of 64.6. 24 would have been really bad. 64.6. Assist rate of 41.1 with a turnover rate of 10.5. 3.7 steal rate and 53% from three on 30 attempts.
He's averaging 15.45. And 1.6 a game on 52, 53, 75. And I talked about this in my piece going up as everyone's listening to this, but the playmaking is just really, in awe of it.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic because the first four games or something, he was he came into this year and we were okay, he's 6'2, 170. He put on all that weight that everyone seemed to add 5 more pounds every time he brought it up throughout the offseason. I was like, okay, I get it, guys. He put on weight. So I was like, well, he's going to score, but we need something else to get me excited about his game. And now it's the feel, the vision, the playmaking. I think the first four games, he was averaging around 16 a game. Now it's down to 13, but I think his assists jumped 4 in the last, I think it went from 4 to 7 or something. And last three games, he's had 23 assists to 3 turnovers. So it's just awesome development, really good. I love it. That's where I'm I'm in. If this is the Rob Dillingham we're getting, I'm in. There is a player at the next level with him, 100%, because it's just, he has that tight window stuff. And that's where you have to give credit to, I think Tyler Ulis is on Kentucky's staff. You have to give entire credit to them because they're getting him to be see what we see.
Yeah.
Buy in and your game's going to get unlocked. And I think it's just been a really fascinating, I did not have him top 60. I will put my hand up because I was I need to see what Rob Dillingham's going to do this year before I invest a 6'2", 170 guy that just scores. I need him to show me some other stuff and he's showing it. So it's been great.
Yeah, and similar to Shepard, it's the process with him that has blown me away. I thought his OTE stuff was awful. It, like you mentioned earlier, is that Rucker Park stuff where it's like, okay, yeah, he's clearly incredibly skilled, but none of this stuff is going to fly at Kentucky and definitely not in the NBA. Can he work that kind of out of his game or kind of evolve it to producing winning basketball? And he clearly is. I still get annoyed with how tight of a leash that Calipari has on him. And anytime that he makes the smallest mistake, Calipari is still kind of yanking him and getting in his face on the sidelines. Feels a little aggressive at this point, given how he's been playing and how much he's adapted and kind of molded his game. But the skill, the creativity is through the roof with him. The decision-making is so much better than I anticipated. I think the defense is still pretty rough, and I think it always will be given his size. But I think he's been a really opportunistic defender with jumping passing lanes, forcing steals, and we see that in his steal rate. So I think if he can continue being that, at least on defense, I think that's enough. And it, at this point, it's like, I don't quite have him in my first round yet. It's just outside. It's like 33 or something. But he continues this or, you know, some level of this for the next couple of weeks. It's like, what else does he need to show?
I agree. I mean, it's not the same player. So I don't need everyone to be like, oh, this is what he was doing at OTE. It's like, no, don't do that, because that's not fair to what Dillingham has done to put in this work. That's not fair to what Kentucky has done to get him to buy into this, because I understood he could score. But like when Kentucky got him, I was like, Calipari is not recruiting him to be the OTE player. Calipari is recruiting him to work with him and develop and bring out another aspect of his game. And against Kansas earlier this year, he got on fire. And that's where everyone was like, this is Rob, look. But now it's like, yeah, that's in his game. That's great. You need to have something else as a guard, especially when you're undersized. We talk about it all the time. You need to bring something else to the table. And if he's bringing fantastic feel, vision, playmaking with being a microwave scorer, now we've got something. So it's just been awesome. I'm pumped to keep watching him throughout the year. And I think if he keeps playing like this, I'm right there with you. He's just going to keep moving up, keep on climbing.